Ben Johnson, The Washington Stand. A video of a nonverbal, mentally disabled teenager showing off the scar from her double mastectomy top surgery has gone viral, raising questions about her ability to consent and the predatory nature of the transgender industry. A Democratic state representative has used the teen, who was raised by liberal parents but says she accepted transgender ideology after joining an LGBT group, as a poster child for legislation to open women's restrooms to men. The heartbreaking video shows Mara Jean Leroy, who has cerebral palsy, seated topless in her wheelchair as she reveals the telltale, twin scars of transgender top surgery. The disabled teen flails as she struggles to communicate, at one point screaming aloud. Independent journalist Sarah Fields published the story, which was picked up by Chris Elston, who posts under the name Billboard Chris and Andy Go. Between the three accounts alone, the video has received more than 9 million views on X. Leroy, or someone acting on her behalf, posted the video to her Instagram account under the handle, disabled_trans_boy. The biography reveals the vulnerable young woman now identifies as Micah Leroy and uses he, him pronouns. "I have CP, cerebral palsy, and I am also a trans man," proclaims the introduction. The 19-year-old student at the University of Minnesota began taking cross-sex hormone injections at age 17. "I met with the surgeon that will be doing top surgery on me. He has work on others that have CP," posted Mara last February 23. The video of the teen's apparent victimization drew numerous visceral reactions. "Pure evil what was done to this woman. The doctors who violated her should lose their licenses and face prison time," responded pro-life advocate Lila Rose of Live Action. "This person was, by birth, a lifelong patient already. The medical community decided that they should find another way to continue profiting off of her, at the cost of her quality of life dwindling even more," said to transitioner Chloe Cole, who underwent a double mastectomy at age 15 shortly before abandoning her transgender identity. "Destroy the gender industry, they have no limits," she continued. "The doctors are criminals and whoever is running this account is a criminal," agreed Fields. "This is why I'm suing my medical providers," said Cole. "This cannot continue. Learning gender ideology at a Christian government program?" Mara credits her transgender radicalism to a program run by the Young Men's Christian Association, YMCA. In high school, Mara participated in the YMCA's Model Youth in Government, YIG, conference as a delegate from Fridley High School. Mara posted last January 11 that, "My first year of YIG changed my whole life. Because before that, I had no idea about pronouns, but now look at me. This year, Mike wrote a bill to allow people to use facilities, including bathrooms, locker rooms, and changing rooms, without worrying about their safety," reported the YMCA of the North's website after the 2023 session. "Trans, non-binary and disabled people are often discriminated against for being themselves," the YMCA quoted Mara as saying. "I believe that all buildings should be required to designate or build ADA-accessible gender-neutral bathrooms and changing spaces." A transgender YouTube account known as Aces later interviewed her about the bill. "Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation." The UK-based Daily Mail has revealed her decision to have her breasts removed was accelerated by joining a group of mostly LGBTQ teenagers. Dr. Lisa Littman has documented the phenomenon of rapid-onset gender dysphoria, ROGD, a social contagion of people, especially girls and young women, suddenly identifying as members of the opposite sex after exposure to someone else with gender dysphoria. But some have questioned whether her woke parents planted the seeds. Woke, divorced parents. In addition to cerebral palsy, Mara Leroy is afflicted with epilepsy and, according to an online fundraiser, has suffered at least one stroke. Mara struggled against her conditions as she grew up in suburban Minneapolis. 5-year-old Mara Leroy has blonde curls, a winning smile, cerebral palsy, and epilepsy, noted an old post from Courage Kenny Rehabilitation Institute, where the child received physical and occupational therapy there as a young child, learning how to drink through a straw and operate a head-controlled speech device. That post, and others online, feature pictures of a happy young blonde girl with an infectious smile. The images contrast sharply with post-transition photos of Mara waving a rainbow flag. At some point, Mara reportedly suffered the additional setback of family breakdown. The parents divorced in 2023, having been separated for several years. "They share custody," reported Elston. Both parents have posted woke comments on social media. On her LinkedIn profile, Kathy Leroy calls herself as a DIB advocate. DEIB, a more radical form of DEI, stands for Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Belonging. I provide content design, DEI and marketing communication expertise for a variety of projects to increase engagement, inclusivity and accessibility, she states. Marriage equality for people with disabilities is long overdue. Are proposed changes enough to cover all needed scenarios? Asked Kathy Leroy in 2022. She also inquired how people would celebrate the summer solstice. In addition to sharing her opposition to the Dismantle DEI Act, announcements for DEI conferences featuring twice-defeated Georgia Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, and short-lived job opportunities on the 2024 Kamala Harris presidential campaign. Mrs. Leroy has reposted tweets denouncing a women's restroom privacy bill, supporting Ukraine, and touting Senator Elizabeth Warren, D-Mass, for federally funded daycare. Her mom Kathy says both parents supported her decision to transition, calling it a missing piece of her identity, reported the Daily Mail. Micah reportedly told the website she was happy to see the video go viral, because I want people to keep their minds open and not be bigots. People with disabilities are able to do whatever they f**k want. Micah can speak on her own, but was aided in this interview by her mom Kathy Leroy, who was effectively translating her words, noted the newspaper. The international interview is not the first time Mara Leroy has received attention from conspicuous individuals. Democratic State Representative uses Mara Leroy as a poster child for trans legislation. Among Mara, Michael Leroy's publicity photos, one stands out. A photo of a still underage teen with Minnesota State Representative Alicia Leish Kozlowski, DFL-08B. Kozlowski, who describes herself as Ojibwe, Latin, and they, them, used the disabled teen as a poster child for transgender legislation. MN's budget surplus is an opportunity to invest in generations of students, families, and educators. Together, we're taking steps to transform our education system w gender-inclusive restrooms and locker rooms, teachers of color, ethnic studies, mental health supports, pre-K and more, said Kozlowski in a social media post dated May 16, 2023. Her views carry weight in Minnesota, where Governor and failed 2024 vice presidential candidate Tim Walz, D, signed a bill, House File 146, that would take minors into state emergency custody if the child has been unable to obtain gender-affirming health care, and issued an executive order shielding the transgender industry from legal culpability in other states. Walz's commitment to the LGBTQ agenda runs deep. As a teacher, he founded a chapter of Genders and Sexualities Alliance Network, then known as the Gay Straight Alliance, at Mankato West High School. The GSA Network's 9-point platform states, trans youth should have self-determination over all aspects of our lives, including the ability to engage in medical transgender procedures without parental consent. The GSA Network slammed state laws that protect children from the predatory transgender industry. Laws against providing gender-affirming healthcare to trans youth effectively deny trans youth basic human rights and dignity, claimed GSA in 2020. The question burdening everyone who has seen the video is whether Mara Leroy had the capacity to grant informed consent, either as a 17-year-old or now. Everyone really needs to stop voting Democrat. The left is evil, stated Elston, who will address next month's National Religious Broadcasters Convention. Source: The Washington Stand.